Welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God uses animals to teach us. We're going to sing Little Rabbit Hide. Can you hop like a rabbit when we sing? And point up to heaven when we sing, Jesus Takes Care of You.
Little rabbit, hide in your brown furry coat. Little rabbit, hide in your brown furry coat. You are hard to see in your brown furry coat. That's how Jesus takes care of you. Little rabbit, hide in your
Our next song is called, Jesus Loves Me More. When we say mommy, point to your mommy. When we sing daddy, point to your daddy. And when we sing Jesus Loves Me More, sign the word Jesus or point up to heaven and give a big hug. Let's sing it together.
I know my mommy loves me. She loves me. She loves me. I know my mommy loves me. But Jesus loves me more. I know my daddy loves me. He loves me. He loves me. I know my daddy loves me. But Jesus loves me more.
It's time to review our Bible story from this week. I want you to help me out by saying the answers out loud after I ask the questions. Can you do that? Question 1. A little boy was very sick. Who did his daddy go to for help?
Jesus!
Jesus! Question 2. Did Jesus have to go see the boy to make him better?
No.
No. Jesus told the man, his son was well, and just speaking made him better. Question number 3. When did the little boy get better? After the doctors came, or when Jesus was speaking to the daddy?
When Jesus was speaking.
Yes, when Jesus said it, he was well. Our lesson today is healing. Jeremiah 17:14.
Heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed.
Have you ever been sick?
Yeah, I've been sick.
We all get sick sometimes, and it's not fun. How do you feel when you are sick?
Bad and nauseous. My belly hurts.
Yes, and that's not fun. Feeling really tired and sore throat or coughing or runny nose. Those aren't nice things, are they? When we get sick, we often sleep a lot and eat more simple food. That's so we can get better. Jesus gave our bodies energy so we can do many things. But when we're sick, our energy is needed to help us get better. That's why we should rest more when we're sick. Then our bodies can fight off whatever is wrong with it. We can get sick when we're around other people who are sick. That's why washing your hands is really important. You can wash off some of those sicky germs. But sometimes sickness just happens from something else. God made our world perfect, but when we chose to go against God, then people started getting sick. But God still made our bodies strong so that we can get better. Do we need more sleep or less sleep when we're sick?
We need more sleep.
Yes, we need more sleep. What are some things your parents do to help you get better when you're sick?
They give me medicine and water.
When you're sick, your mommy or daddy might take you to see the doctor. If your puppy or kitten is sick, they might go to a doctor who helps animals. But the wild animals have no doctor to go to. They don't even know what a doctor is. Jesus watches over those animals, just like he cares for you. Even when animals don't have a doctor, Jesus helps them know what to do when they're sick. Do you know what animals do when they don't feel well?
They go to sleep.
Yes, they sleep. They sleep a lot. And they don't eat as much because they're giving their bodies a rest so they can get better. We can learn a lot from the animals about how to get well. We can also learn a lot from our mommies and our daddies. Who is the best healer?
Jesus.
Jesus. He's the best doctor ever. Do you know why? He made our bodies. So Jesus knows just how to fix them when something's wrong. He wants us to listen to what our mommies and daddies ask us to do. Jesus gave us mommies and daddies to help us to be well and strong. So if they tell you, get more sleep, drink more water, take this medicine, maybe do a hot-cold shower, whatever it is, you can trust them because they want you to be healthy and well again too. In heaven, no one will ever get sick again. Won't that be wonderful?
Yes, it will.
Yes, I look forward to when God makes our bodies healthy and strong all the time because he loves us. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse this week is Hosea 6 verse 1. He will heal us. Now let's learn it in a scripture song.
He will heal us, heal us, heal us. He will heal us, Hosea 6 verse 1. He
I'm so glad you joined us today as we're learning more about Jesus and how he heals. You can keep listening to this podcast and the other one so you can keep learning these lessons really, really well. And if you want to write to us to tell us what you're enjoying about these lessons or send us a picture, you can send it to seedpod@startingwithjesus. Let's have prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you so much that you made our bodies and you know how to fix them. There's many boys and girls right now who are hurting, and they have family members who are hurting and sick. Would you please heal them? Would you please show them how to obey your health laws and to get better? And we pray that you would help us to trust you, even if we're not made all better right now. We know that in heaven, we will never be sick again, and we thank you for that. We love you and trust you. Amen. Join us for our closing song. We're glad today.
I'm glad today, I'm glad today, for my good health I'm glad today. Thank you, God in heaven. I'm glad today, I'm glad today, for my family I'm glad today. Thank you, God.
The Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.